This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up with these white racist Democrat men running for president? Haven't Democrats outlawed that? I'm not talking about just white folks because, you know, even though Cory Booker and Kamala Harris notwithstanding, it's a pretty much a big field of white folks. And it's a lot of white men. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Lots of white dudes. Bernie Sanders has re-upped. The guy who sold out in the previous election cycle, giving it over to Cankles so Hillary Clinton could get her buttocks soiled with Donald Trump using her as a mop to mop the floor. Now he's back in. He's saying, I want to be a part of it. I want to talk about him. I want to talk about others. He's in. Kamala Harris is in. I've got their fundraising records. There are some people who are out, some people who are alluding to coming in, others alluding to saying, hey, I want no part of this. And I don't blame them, because the world is crumbling under the feet of the Democrats. We're going to discuss all of this today, as much as we can. President Trump made a brilliant move that I'm telling you is going to have ramifications. I want to see how the Democrats handle it. I'll get to it in just a second. That was enough of a teaser. That's a hint. The foundation is crumbling for the Democrats in every way. Have you looked at what's going on with this Russian collusion thing and now McCabe? We got McCabe stuff that'll blow your mind. You want to talk national security? I'll tell you the national security implications of what Barack Obama did. I'll tell you where he invoked national security, and it'll have you scratching your head. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. 844-551-8255 if you want to get in on the stuff. And by the way, you go to KJRadio.com. You can get our podcast anytime you want. I'm even debating doing like a 30-minute podcast that just is completely irreverent. It's off the chain. Stuff that, you know, we can't say on the regular radio. And I don't mean it that it's going to be debaucherous and all that. I'm just saying it'll be a different, little bit of a different style. I know this is a fast-paced show, but we can do even better. Maybe we'll make it an hour. I'm debating. It may be 1 hour a week or something where we do a synopsis, but it's going to be something special. We got a lot going on. I'll tell you that. A lot going on. Anyway, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she moved into a luxury apartment complex in D.C. Mm-hmm. The problem is that luxury apartment complex doesn't offer the affordable housing units that were a key plank in her campaign platform. See, these people always complain. They say, oh, Donald Trump builds these really big buildings in downtown in Manhattan, but they don't have any place for poor people. Yeah, that's exactly the point. That's the incentive. Let me explain this for you white folks that are getting a little squeezy going, Kevin, what are you talking about? Man, you're scaring me, bro. See, when I was a young black kid growing up poor, okay, even when I was an adult growing up poor, I had the same feeling. Actually, I'm going to use a different real-life scenario, and I'm going to talk about my own not first home, because it was my third home. I used to drive by this. I was an engineer working and making, you know, 70 grand a year. It was decent money, but it wasn't a lot. And I'll be honest with you, I wasn't saving a lot. I didn't have a whole lot going for myself. Well, I mean, in terms of understanding how money worked and all that, I was just pretty much, you know, treading water. I got into sales, started making a lot more money, put some money away. But when I was an engineer, I would drive by this one neighborhood in Plano, Texas. I'd see it and I'd go, wow, that's an amazing neighborhood. I'd love to live there someday. And it was probably 5 years later, give or take. The numbers aren't that big. But I mean, it wasn't a decade, but it was like 5, 6 years later that a house came up for sale in that neighborhood. And I drove by. And I couldn't believe it. And so I go in, he's got a showing. I called him up and said, can I see your home? And it was at night. He goes, sure, come on by, see the house. I go see the house. this house is spectacular. He's got the pool lit and it's glowing blue, you know, underneath. As you walked in, you could just see right. It was an entertainment house. It was gorgeous. And I met his wife and his daughter or whatever. And he's like, yeah, we'll show you around real quick, you know. And I looked around. And I said, hey, this is what I'd like to do. When I come back, you know, maybe I could bring, you know, at the time, my wife, I'm divorced from her. But I said, he goes, well, you know, I have other people looking at it. And I said, okay, well, I said, sold. Stick my hand out. And he goes, okay. He goes, really? I go, yeah, sold. I'll buy it. It wasn't through a realtor. The guy was a straight shooter. He did have other people looking at it. And so he says, I'm going to need, you know, $120,000 down on it. I said, I'll have a check to you tomorrow. And here's my point. Had it not been for me just wanting that and driving myself to it, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have saved. I'm glad that poor Kevin couldn't live in that neighborhood. Because I would have lost the house. I wouldn't have known how to keep it up. And all, I could tell you story after story. But non-poor Kevin, I wasn't rich by any means. I was able to get in there. But what these people want to do is they want to say, no, you know, they're poor neighborhoods, poor people. They have allocated places inside of these big buildings where they say, okay, we got to bring a few poor people in there. That's demoralizing. You go into, you know, it's funny too, because in some of these places, the poor people enter through a different place. They don't go through where the doorman is. They go in through the back of the building or something. And it ain't about black or white. If you're poor and you get a chance to live in one of those buildings, great. But they're like, you don't get all the amenities. You know, these people are paid for this. It's an incentive. But anyway, in Ocasio-Cortez's building, built by a developer named W.C. Smith, it's a luxury complex whose owners specifically do not offer affordable units under Washington, D.C.'s Affordable Dwellings Unit Plan. Believe it or not, they have that type of a thing out there. It's ridiculous that we offer these types of things. The incentive to not be poor is to get off, is to see those buildings. It's to see the types of cars people drive. It's to see the types of clothes people wear. And if that's your bag, baby, then go get it. But if not, guess what? There are people who would never, you couldn't give them a place in those buildings. They don't want to live among them. There are people I know in the country, you could, if you said, I will give you Trump Tower, they go, oh, you got a ranch? I'll take a ranch, but I don't want that. They want to be where they are. But what the government wants to do is regulate it. No, you're going to live here. We're going to be a certain number of people here, as if that's going to change their status. The thing that's going to change a person's status is their drive, their desire, their perseverance. If there's any quality that I have that I would tell you I would love to bottle and sell, it is the tenacity and perseverance I've demonstrated throughout my life. I will not be defeated. Anyway, I got to take a short break. I'm glad you guys are with me listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We have an amazing show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats are all upset because of Donald Trump calling a national emergency for what really is a national emergency. And, you know, it amazes me at the little bit of, I don't think they care about the history of what Barack Obama did. And I'll say this to we conservatives. Our fallback can't always be, well, look at what Barack Obama did. Now, in this case, you could. You do need to know history. You do need to be able to look back, but that shouldn't be our fallback. What Donald Trump did in terms of a national emergency is a national emergency. You've got a porous border. You've got people that are coming in that are bad people. Terrorists have come across our border unchecked. Terrorists have come into this country pretending to be school students and then disappeared to do terrorist acts. We've got bad people bringing drugs. We've got sex trafficking. We've got other banditos that are just coming over here doing crimes. And you know what the left wants to do? They want to protect them. And not only do they want to protect them, they don't even want to do background checks on them if they go for firearms. That's what they want. Even when an illegal bandito comes, decides, hey, I want to get a firearm and applies for a firearm, do the normal channels, they say, if you find out they're illegal, do nothing. If you find out we're illegal, they, no, you can't have a gun. You can't do that. They don't want you to do anything with an illegal. Let them have the gun. You can't check them. Don't check their background. It's a violation of their rights some kind of way. This is a ridiculous country based on leftism, and I'm sick of it. I don't know how you feel. I'm very sick of it. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So here's some areas where Barack Obama declared a national emergency, and it looks like he did it 12 times. So Donald Trump's done it once, only to protect America, but Barack Obama's done it 12 times. And let me just give you, just read these off. Some of them are going to be bigger than others. So he declared a national emergency in 2009 with the H1N1 flu pandemic, influenza. Number two, blocking property of certain persons contributing to the conflict in Somalia. It was to help combat Somali pirates because, yeah, we got to, what's the national concern there? Why is that a national security issue? All he had to do was just say, we're going to arm merchant vessels or they're going to get escorted or whatever. I don't know what you would do, but he declared that a national emergency. Here's one. Blocking property and prohibiting certain transactions related to Libya. This imposed sanctions of Muammar Gaddafi and his family and Libyan officials after protesters were killed by government forces. Okay, what's the next one here? Blocking property of transnational criminal organizations. Sanction was levied against the cartels. Los Zetos, the Brothers Circle, the Yakuza, and the Camorra. Included freezing assets, barring ownership of American real estate, and implementing travel bans on members or associated persons. So, there's a lot of other Mexican cartels, and of course he threw in the Japanese Yakuza and others. I don't know why. I presume I'm not going to second guess the president on why he wants to do this, but what's funny to me is I'll put it this way. If Donald Trump did that, they would call him a xenophobe. They'd say he's penalizing Japanese, he's penalizing the Mexicans, all for this. They would make a big deal about it for no reason. Here was the next one he did. Blocking property of persons threatening the peace, security, or stability of Yemen. It was supposed, they said the sanction was intended to counter unrest in Yemen in the aftermath of the Yemeni revolution. And you know what it did? It did nothing. Another one. Blocking property of certain persons contributing to the situation in Ukraine. Same thing. Restricted visas in concert with the European Union and International Committee Against Russia after its invasion and occupation of Crimea. Next one. Blocking property of certain persons with respect to South Sudan. This enabled economic sanctions to be placed due to the civil war in South Sudan. What else could you do to Sudan? You're going to place economic sanctions on a country that has no economy. I mean, have you seen the Sudanese? They're skinnier than Ethiopians. They look very similar, too, because they're not that far. Next one. Blocking property of certain persons contributing to the conflict in the Central African Republic. This is the Congo. So he says these imposed sanctions against former Central African Republican President Francois Bozize. This followed similar actions of the UN Security Council, blah, blah, blah. So what essentially Barack Obama was doing was he's following the path of the UN. Oh, we're going after Francois Bozize, so we'll go after Francois Bozize. Here's one. Blocking property and suspended entry of certain persons contributing to the situation of Venezuela. He imposed sanctions on 7 high-ranking Venezuelan government officials. What's funny, Barack Obama seems very interested in using the idea of national security in dealing with foreign entities, but he never used national security when he could have passed a national security initiative that said, we're going to look into the number of deaths in major cities in America that are occurring at the hands of black-on-black crime, you know, due to black-on-black crime. That is a national emergency because it may seem small in the scheme of things. I mean, 3,000 people killed in Chicago last year. I don't know the number, 300 or 3,000 over the last decade. I don't know what the numbers are, but it's a pretty significant number. Go to any big city, the number's pretty high. And so you look at the number of people that are killed in these cities, you look at the demographics of it, you can see that it's a concentrated problem in a very small area within these cities. And it's not unique to any particular city. Give me Detroit, I'll give you the same problem. Give me Cleveland, I'll give you the same problem. You know, it doesn't matter. Maybe he could have used his powers there, but he didn't. Here's one. Blocking the property of certain persons engaging in significant malicious cyber-enabled activities. This allowed sanctions to be levied on foreign individuals determined by the Department of Treasury who've engaged in cybercrime or cyberterrorism. So again, no problem. I get it. You know, if somebody's trying to commit cyber crimes, we need to know about it, and cyber crimes could be a matter of national security. I understand it. What would they be saying if Trump did it? He's protecting his investments with Russia. He's, you know, who knows? I mean, they would just make whatever they want up. Here's the last one. Blocking property on certain persons contributing to the situation in Burundi. Imposed sanctions on 4 Burundi nationals in the wake of widespread unrest. Now, again, national emergencies, you know, on foreign policy. I mean, this is foreign policy. I don't understand where this has to do with the U.S. policy. These are U.N. mandated issues, and I don't have a problem with that. If the president of Burundi is doing something bad, then the U.N. should handle it. But that has nothing to do with why the president would declare a matter of a national emergency, because it should be a matter of a national emergency. If, for example, if Barack Obama declared a national emergency on getting ISIS, I would say, I agree. And Donald Trump is saying, I'm declaring a national emergency on the border because we're dealing with terrorism, we're dealing with all of these things, and yet they fight him. So I don't know if you guys were even aware that Obama had 12 declarations of a national emergency, and I'm not sure of any of them that had anything to do with us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says that Empire actor Jesse Smollett forged a racist hate letter and fake attack because he was unhappy with his salary. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor.
An angry Chicago police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, at a news conference.
How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
A huge winter storm is making a mess of travel across much of the United States, affecting some 200 million people. More than 2,000 flights were canceled on Wednesday, and hundreds have already been scrapped for today. Snow is also flying in Las Vegas for the second time in 5 days. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Senator, you called the alleged attack on Jussie Smollett a modern day lynching when it happened. Now police sources are telling many networks that Mr. Smollett is under potential investigation for, you know, concocting a story and paying these men. Is it time to revisit what you said about these remarks? What is your feeling on potential hate crimes in general?
Well, the information is still coming out, and I'm going to withhold until all the information actually comes out from on-the-record sources.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Cory Booker. He's going to wait until he gets on-the-record sources that explain what this is about. He knows what it's about. It's about a lying scumbag, a lying skank of a leftist by the name of Jussie Smollett, who has lied on us, and he doesn't have the heart. But what's funny is what Cory Booker does when he continues in this. And you know what he does? He condemns white supremacists, white folks. He still wants to paint that these are the overwhelming attacks. You want to hear the rest of this clip? Hey, let's play it.
We know in America that bigoted and biased attacks are on the rise in a serious way. And we actually even know in this country that since 9/11, the majority of the terrorist attacks on our soil have been right-wing terrorist attacks, the majority of them white supremacist attacks, from the horrific shootings in Pittsburgh or in South Carolina church. What we're seeing is attacks on people because they're different, and we all need to join together and condemn those attacks and the hatred and the bigotry that sources them.
Do you think it's time for Mr. Smollett to address this more publicly, though, given what's happened?
Again, I'm following this in the news as you are, and we'll see what happens.
But wouldn't a risk of, a hoax of attack, wouldn't that be a detriment to the work that you're trying to do with your anti-lynching bill? Wouldn't that hurt the movement somehow?
Again, we have seen painful realities surge in our country, rise in anti-Semitism, anti-Islamic attacks. We're seeing just vicious, horrific, cruel violence that's motivated by bias and hate. We need to do more to protect all Americans and make sure all neighborhoods and communities are safe.
Have you spoken with Mr. Smollett?
No.
Yeah, how about we start by protecting conservative Americans who get accused of hate crime hoaxes? How about we do that, Cory Booker? KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So that was Cory Booker. He doesn't want to give an answer. He wants to wait now. Let's wait and determine what's really happened here. But he didn't do that when he said this was a modern-day lynching. Let's see who else didn't wait and who got caught on camera having to explain why she called it a modern-day lynching as well, which to me sounds very orchestrated between these two. But here's Kamala Harris on the very same question.
Which tweet? What tweet?
Saying that it is a modern day lynching. That
sorry,
Jussie Smollett.
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned about, obviously.
Trust me, folks, it didn't get any better. What tweet? And she looks away at her handlers like, how did she get in and ask this question? Why am I having to deal with this? I want you to understand, folks, there are people on the left that want to run this country that are willing to jump to conclusions about who you are as Americans, dismiss wholly about who they are as Americans, and conclude that you are the risk. There are people that say the biggest the terrorist, the biggest problem we have in America is the president of the United States, who has done more to help this country than all the last presidents for the last two decades. That's a fact. And here we got to deal with this. And we know what they're protecting? They're protecting Jussie Smollett. Jussie Smollett. And now, of course, it's not about leftism. Jussie Smollett is now standing on his own. Nancy Pelosi's removed her tweet. You're going to watch these two remove their tweets. Soon they're going to be all backing away, but they're going to do it very quietly. But let me explain Jussie Smollett's pathology for those of you who don't really know it. And the way we'll do it is we'll take a look back. Because to get out of trouble, Jussie Smollett did the unthinkable in 2007. Here's what the Daily Mail reported. Jussie Smollett lied to the police in 2007 by claiming he was his younger brother Jake after being pulled over for a DUI. They did the research and they found this story. The actor pleaded no contest to giving false information in addition to driving under the influence and driving without a valid license. This is a guy who stood before people and claimed that two pro-Trump, white, redneck, hate black, watch empire, guys attacked him in Chicago in a predominantly black gay neighborhood. That's rather, people tell me it's rather Tony, but that's what happened. That's what he's selling to us. And people bought it. And he's a liar. Smollett said his name was Jake, then reportedly signed it on a promise to appear in court. He was charged with false impersonation, that's identity theft, driving under the influence, driving without a license, but pleaded no contest to reduce count of providing false information. Now, I want you to understand the ramifications of this. Had the elder Smollett gotten away with it? A lady in Denver, she said, she says it's a bad day when your identity is stolen. It's worse when the person who steals it gets a DUI using her name. This is from a periodical in Denver. It happened to Stephanie Franklin, and she said her mother is to blame. I was hurt. I felt betrayed, Franklin said. It started last year when Franklin's mother, now her mother's name is Andrea Franklin, and she was with a friend whose last name is Ewing, Rayshondra Ewing. And they got pulled over in an area near their home. So Ewing, the woman driving, the mother's friend, had no license. So she gave the trooper Stephanie's name and date of birth. The mother allowed her friend to use her daughter's, she's the passenger. The mother's the passenger. She lets her friend use her daughter's name and birthday. So Ewing gets arrested for driving under the influence, thrown into detox. All the while, she's claiming to be Stephanie Franklin. Now, Stephanie had no idea what her mother and her mother's friend Ewing had done until she got pulled over in a routine traffic stop, and the police told her they had a warrant out for her for a DUI and that her license had been revoked. And she says, I kept saying, I didn't commit the crime. I'm innocent, but nobody would listen. Now, what Jussie Smollett did to his younger brother had the very same perilous implications. And I've been a victim of identity theft. I know firsthand what is involved with it, because I got arrested and detained for hours early one morning. I was taking my oldest son to school, got pulled over for speeding. I lived in a beautiful neighborhood, very luxurious neighborhood. I was in a 740 BMI when that was a big deal, and I got detained, pulled over. Guy says, hey, you got something on your record here. I ended up going to jail. He let me follow him. I sat in a cold jail cell in Plano, Texas, and an officer would come in about every 15 minutes and go, you got any tattoos? I go, no, I don't have any tattoos. They asked me this like 2 times, 15 minutes apart. You got any tattoos? You sure you don't have any tattoos? Huh? I don't have any tattoos. Then the third time they came in, they go, Mr. Jackson, are you sure you don't? I said, where would my tattoo be? I'm sitting in underwear and a T-shirt. I go, where would it be? Where would they be? And the guy goes, I tell you what, he goes, take your T-shirt off and turn around. So I took my T-shirt off. I turned around. They looked at my back, which apparently the identity thief had these tattoos on his shoulder somewhere. And they made sure I hadn't had them removed. And I said, I've never had a tattoo. I've never had them removed. And about 2 hours later, they released me. My lawyer's there. And I'm finding out it's identity theft and the dude's killed somebody and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? Take it off my record. We can't do that. Anyway, who knows what would have happened, though, with this kid had Smollett, you know, did what he did to his brother. Who knows? These officers could have hung me in the jail. If I believe leftist America, I was in peril, right? The cops coming to get a brother. So one can only imagine what Jussie Smollett is cooking up right now for this latest little melodrama that he's now been caught up, where he accused two innocent people of a crime that he staged. What would have happened? I asked this question before. What would have happened if two white guys had been sauntering after coming from the play, you know, or whatever, coming from the symphony, if they had been walking in that area and where Jussie Smollett said he'd been attacked? Where's the bleach? Where's your rope? We don't, sir, what are you talking about? We don't have any bleach or rope. You do, white boy. You're going down, man. And so, what's really interesting about the story with Smollett and his brother is how they resolved the issue, because according to the article, Jussie completed an alcohol education and treatment program the following year. And I went, nice and clean, right? Jussie got a DUI, used his brother's, used his brother's name illegally, and what they got him for was giving false information, but they sent him for alcohol training. And alcohol, so my question is, was there a detox for the conspirator's mind for the fact that he used his brother's information to give a false identity? You can bet baby brother's checking his credit report routinely now because he's got big bro lurking in his shadow.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How are the leftists doing? Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of them that want to be president. Yeah, it's not going to happen, but they're going to throw their hat in the ring. And it's fun to watch this whole thing play out again. I know, look, it's tedious. It gets a little tiresome as well because we're 2 years away. But we've already started, right? The battle, the way it wages on. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about what they've got going on. So Kamala Harris, they said this was a report about a week ago. It said some 17 days after announcing her 2020 Democratic presidential bid before a sizable crowd of 20,000, She's issued an urgent email headline, Falling Short. And in this report, her campaign is pleading for donations before the next FEC reporting period because they need to show that, you know, they can raise money before the Iowa caucuses. And here's what it reads. I need to be direct right now. We are at real risk of falling short of our February fundraising goals. Not very popular these days. They estimated it cost between $50 to $100 million just to get to the 2020 caucuses in the New Hampshire primary. So she's panicking. And they want to pump up those numbers because that shows, hey, we got momentum behind us. We got to get that money. If it's any indication of how they rejected her health care bill in California, she wants universal single payer, you know, government-run health care. And a Quinnipiac poll released not too long ago said only 41% of California voters support replacing private health insurance with a single-payer system run by the state. 46% opposed. Democrats support the idea, 61 to 24%. Republicans, 75 to 14%. Independents, 51 to 38%. Meaning that, I should say, opposed are Republicans, 75 to 14, and Democrats, 51. I'm sorry, independents, 51 to 48. So, not an overwhelming proposition there. She's got this problem now, this little perception, this little problem with Jussie Smollett, so we'll see how that works out. Now, Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, he announced, you guys heard, Uncle Bernie, weekend at Bernie's, he's raised $3.3 million in the first 12 hours after he announced, saying he would seek the Democratic nomination, and the money came from 120,000 donors, and it beat the first day fundraising totals of his rivals, they said. Now, they recount. Senator Harris, California, announced she was running for president on MLK Day, raised $1.5 million online in the first 24 hours after she announced, and this came from 38,000 donors. Senator Amy Klobuchar raised $1 million in the first 48 hours after she announced in a snowstorm earlier this month that she was going to run. In the first 15 hours after officially announcing she was running, Senator Elizabeth Warren, I'm laughing because this number's pathetic, raised only $300,000. Those are pretty dismal numbers. Wow. She's a front runner. Hey, I saw a thing that said if Michelle Obama announced, she would be equal to Joe Biden right now. So she'd be at, I think Biden's at 27%. So she and Biden would both be at 27%. I would love to see how Michelle Obama fared in the Democratic primary as they have to go after a black woman. Wouldn't that be something to see? See, that's one of the reasons why I tell you it ain't going to happen. Because if they're serious about being president, you got to torpedo Michelle Obama.
What experience does she have? She's watched Barack Obama run the country into the ground.
I mean, can you imagine what would get said during those primaries? Wow, I'd love to see it. But anyway, back to Elizabeth. Elizabeth Warren raised $300,000. She was the golden child, supposedly, right? And by the way, let me tell you what these folks do when they're going to make the announcement. They do pre-announcement. They do all the they say, when I announce I'm going to need you to support me, you need to come in with all these numbers. So you got Bernie Sanders, who had 120,000 donors at the ready. A respectable number. And by the way, congratulations to Bernie for hanging on like a hair on a biscuit, because, you know, he's a sellout. I mean, if you're seriously looking at a presidential candidate, you're looking at a guy who didn't want to prosecute Hillary, didn't want to say anything bad about her, knowing she's a crook. How's that going to look when it turns out she was a crook? And Bernie should have put the pedal to the metal, as they say. How's that going to look? How's it going to look when Elizabeth Warren, who wouldn't say anything bad about Clinton, just alluded to it? How's it going to look at all these leftists who watch these lying scumbags do what they've done to this country and not say a word? That's why I'm not too worried. Kevin, there's going to be cheating. Yeah, there will be. And let me tell you, we're going to be all over that. I mean, and not just us, hopefully other people too. Precinct captains, people, poll watchers, all these different things that are going to occur. But the biggest thing that's going to occur is people are not going to want Democrats. it's going to be difficult to sell to people the concept of you want more crooked people to run this government? Haven't you seen what they've done? Haven't you seen their actions? Who else? So we've got Howard Schultz. Wasn't he supposed to make an official announcement? Where's Howard? Is he hiding out with Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Haven't heard hide nor hair of this man since he made the swing. He wasn't even selling a book. He's rich. He's gone. Bloomberg, he criticized Ocasio-Cortez. He's come down on all the policies that supposedly are near and dear to these Democrats. Where is he? Is he going to run?
Oh, I'm going to throw in a bunch of millions and billions of dollars I'm willing to invest.
Invest in what? Getting your butt kicked? Do you think anybody's going to let this man get through the Democratic primary process no matter how much money he has? Those hardcore politicos? You might be able to buy your way in right now because Hillary Clinton's not viable anymore, even though they keep, well, Hillary hasn't decided yet. Hillary, let me go ahead and tell you. Just like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have decided without deciding it that they're not going to continue the Bill and Hillary tour, Bill and Hillary Clinton are out of politics. Whether they've announced it, whether, you know, the Democrats have officially said, I don't care what anybody says, it's over. Now, I told you it was over with Jussie Smollett. I'm telling you it's over with this. Who else we got? We got O'Rourke. I forget, what's his real name? Robert? Robert O'Rourke? People go, Kevin, don't call him Beto. Okay. O'Rourke. O'Rourke said Tuesday he's considering another Senate bid in Texas in addition to mulling the presidential. He doesn't even know what he wants to do. He's, you know what O'Rourke is doing? He's saying, I'll go where the money goes. He's living large. This dude has gone from being a part-time petty crook to becoming a representative and running as a senator, building up a war chest. He's got money in his war chest to keep him flying. This dude can live in the lap of luxury. He can rent time on a jet right now. So much money he's got. And now he says, I'm trying to figure out how I can best serve this country, where I can do the greatest good for the United States of America. So, yeah, I'm thinking through that, and it, you know, may involve running for the presidency. It may involve something else. So he says he may challenge John Cornyn in 2020. See, he went after Cruz in 2018, rather, and he didn't win that. So, hey, maybe I'll go after Cornyn. They said, they gave you the numbers. He was narrowly defeated by Ted Cruz in his 2018 bid for the Senate. He's been courted by some Democrats to run again for the Senate. This is a guy that they just want him somewhere, put him somewhere. Again, big problem for him. You let this guy become a senator, he will be worse than Ocasio-Cortez as a congresswoman. He'll be worse than Omar. I mean, okay, look, I'm not going to talk him out of it. Let him do it. Cornyn is a rhino. He's a yes man for the Republicans. Hasn't done a whole lot. But you know what? He's exponentially better than O'Rourke. And I'll tell you something else. With the $60 million that they put into that campaign, they better take it seriously. You'll get guys like Tom Stein and what's the guy? Isn't he the billionaire out of California? You'll get guys like that. You'll get the Soroses of the world trying to flip a Texas seat. I don't know how Cornyn did in the last to go around, but don't underestimate these folks. The only thing we have going for us is the notion that they have nowhere. I mean, what are you going to run on? What is Robert O'Rourke going to tell you that's saying, I'm going to be for global climate change, and then we're going to turn ourselves over to the UN, and we're not going to worry about trade, man, and building that wall, I'll tear that wall down. Isn't that what he said? I'll tear that wall down. Well, go do it. I dare you. I would make a commercial.
Robert O'Rourke says he wants to tear down the wall. Let's see, will he do it?
Go tear it down. If you're that, you know, froggy, take a leap, as they say. That's what we used to say when I was a kid. Look, here's the nuts and bolts of this. Kamala Harris can't raise a whole lot of money. Bernie Sanders is doing the best so far. Donald Trump could raise $5 million in an hour. I'm telling you right now, there's no question in my mind. That's the comparison.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.